You're listening to Vatican Radio. Catholic, Anglican, Orthodox and other church leaders in Britain have offered prayers for the victims of the London terror attack, which left 7 people dead and dozens of others injured. 18 people remain in critical condition after 3 men drove a van into pedestrians on London Bridge and then began stabbing passers-by in the Borough Market district on Saturday night. Muslim leaders have also strongly condemned the attack, with many gathering close to the scene of the killings on Sunday to pay tribute to the victims. Among those speaking out against this latest atrocity is Sheikh Ibrahim Mogra, co-chair of Britain's Christian Muslim Forum. He told me his community is working together with all sectors of British society to combat extremism and uphold the country's democratic values. What was your personal reaction when you heard about this latest terror attack in London on Saturday night?
It was sickening and I was really devastated that some Muslims in the holy month of Ramadan, when all the rest of the Muslims were filling in mosques all around the UK in prayer, that they took to this evil path, and it seems that they were also drunk, and killed innocent people who were out having a great time in such a brutal way. It's absolutely shocking, and we're totally devastated by all that has happened.
How have you and other religious leaders there in London been responding to this attack?
We're very grateful to God Almighty and to the faith leadership in our country, as in the aftermath of July 7, the Manchester bombing, this again, all the faith communities and their leadership have worked very closely together. We've been standing together shoulder to shoulder in solidarity. We've had messages of solidarity from the leadership of all the faith communities that have worked together, ranging from the umbrella organizations such as the Interfaith Network to individual messages from the Chief Rabbi's office, from the Archbishop's office, and indeed from the Catholic Church and its representations, from Cardinal Nicholl's office as well.
You're holding a press conference, aren't you, later today to try and provide some answers to respond to the attack?
This evening, the East London Mosque, which is a key centre of worship and the community in East London, will be holding a press conference where religious leaders from across the spectrum have been invited to join a panel where they will be expressing condemnation in unison and also their solidarity for one another, reminding people that a whole faith community cannot be tarnished and blamed for the actions of a few individuals belonging to that faith group.
How would you describe the atmosphere there within London's Muslim community? I mean, is there a fear of another backlash over this?
Sadly, after every attack, the Muslim communities in the UK have suffered a backlash, which is unjustified. And when that happens, it is people who are doing the bidding for the terrorists, because that's exactly what the terrorists want. They want to divide us. They want to sow discord between our diverse communities. And if we turn on each other, the terrorists win and we lose. We've heard of attacks on individual Muslims on the streets. We've heard of attacks on mosques. And we're very grateful for the police and the security services who are out there looking out for us. And indeed, members of the British public who will not stand for any of this anti-Muslim hatred to take root in our society.
The Prime Minister, Theresa May, has come out with a very strongly worded 4-point plan in response to the latest attacks, focusing on strengthening security measures, but also on integration and instilling what she calls British values as a way of combating this Islamist extremism. How do you respond to that?
I think the strength in the way Britain operates and runs its affairs is by maintaining calm and not to resort to knee-jerk reactions, but to digest what has gone on, to analyze it, and hopefully with the help and cooperation of all our communities to come up with a plan which will be effective in eradicating the scourge of terrorism. Certainly, we as British Muslims are fully signed up to British values, if that's a label that wants to be used. But indeed, it's these are common universal human values that hopefully all human beings would sign up to. On the score of integration, poll after poll suggests that British Muslims are integrated. They feel very much as part and parcel of being British and of the British scene, contributing in the economy, in the arts, in education, in health, in every sector of public life. Muslims are playing their role and playing their part and will continue to do so.
Do you have any particular suggestions of ways in which you, together, as you say, with other religious communities there, can really try and combat this kind of extremism?
I think it's very important for us to first acknowledge that Islam as a religion condemns these atrocities. Everything that these terrorists have done is un-Islamic, and that the Muslim community cannot be held to account as a whole and to be expected to solve this on its own. We certainly believe we are part of the solution, and we are willing to work with all agencies, government and non-governmental, including religious organizations, to ensure that our country is safe and remains free and remains democratic.
My thanks to Sheikh Ibrahim Moghra, co-chair of Britain's Christian Muslim Forum.